Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
Good to have your company on another Wheatbelt Sports Show on this sensational Saturday on Triple M and on listener LISTNR. Tomorrow is the Mortlock Football League Grand Final, and we'll get a preview of tomorrow's big dance with our man from the Mortlock, Daniel Raddy Hobley. He'll join us this hour on Triple M. We'll also talk about the training tractor pool, which is happening this week, Ken, as well as the mud bog and the burnouts. There's been an upgrade to the facilities out there in training. Nikki McDonald from the Training Tractor Pool Association will join us later this morning. Plus, we'll also talk about King of the Hill 3, which is coming up next weekend, a big mixed martial arts fight night. Infamous Tommy Gunn Key from FCL Promotions will tell us all the details about what is happening next weekend. Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M and listener.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
Time to talk Mortlock Football League, and tomorrow is the big day in Gemelling. It's the big dance for 2022. All the action getting underway from midday, reserves game, and then we've also got the league game. And to run us through what happened last week and to preview tomorrow's action, Daniel Raddy Hobley on the Wheatbelt Sports Show. Good morning.
Yeah, good very morning to you, Terry. How you going, mate?
Excellent. Yeah, grand final tomorrow at Gemelling, and for the league side, they must be pretty pumped to play in front of their home faithful.
Oh, there's no doubt. They've been the best side all year, Gemelling, so I expect that they will go in hot favourites, and I think they would have learnt a lot from 2019 and last year's capitulation to really do the job this year. And I think Gemelling as a side and as a club, they'd be disappointed they bowed out the reserves, but I think as a club they be very much a deserving winner if they can win the league grand final, and they should do.
All right, let's recap. Let's find out what happened last weekend. So the preliminary finals were held in Wagon Hills last weekend, and Darren Wiley did the job on the Gemelling reserve side last weekend, a 40-point win to the Tigers, 11-9-75, defeating Gemelling 5-5-35. So Wes Hagboom kicked three goals, Joshua McMorran kicked two, and singles to Michael Burgess, Darcy and Kelly Jones, James Riley, James Warwick, Clancy Waugh getting the goals there for Darren Wiley Football Club. Best players, Kelly Jones, Michael Burgess, Wes Hagboom, Mitchell Collard and Stuart Avery. And for Gemelling, the goal scorers, Dane Leeson and Dylan West. Best players, Caden Smith, Dane Leeson, Jack Garbin and Rex Rowe. So we've been pumping them up the back part of this season, Dan. Darren Wiley are coming good at the right time.
Well, they did the same thing last year, didn't they, when they were sitting fifth or we've been fifth on the ladder in the league last year, and they stormed home in the last six or seven games to make the grand final and win the grand final. I did pick this last week for Darren to beat Gemelling in that final itself within the prelim. Darren just had that steeliness about them. We in that first semi, tried our best to get past them and just had that steely resolve. They had a couple of, senior players back in that side that straightened them up in the midfield. There's a big difference when you've got players like Stuart Avery getting around, Michael Burgess coming back from that league side, but they've got just a good young group, and I think they just are a lot more even across the board, and that's why it didn't really surprise me that they beat Gemelling. Also, on the other side of things, their starts have been impressive. They started well against us. I think it was a 2 or 3 goal lead. They had it quarter time, and they've done the same thing to Gemelling, so Gemelling never really in the contest after three-quarter time. And Darren, I think, deserving to go through to the grand final. And I'm actually going to tip them to actually shock Gingin in the grand final. I just think they're playing good enough footy. Even though Gingin are going to have the week off after defeating Gemelling in that second semi-final, I just get the feeling that it's someone else's turn. And Gemelling couldn't make the most of that opportunity. And certainly the 2J Footy Club couldn't make the most of that opportunity. So Darren, they put themselves in a position where they can win it. And I reckon they will.
Darren Wiley have had some good form. Probably the turning point in their season was round 11, 2nd of July. They were absolutely blasted by Gingin by well over 100 points. But since then, they turned their fortunes around from round 12 through to round 17. They had a forfeit there. So against Killingworth, they didn't play. They had a bye. But then they've managed to get some favourable results at the back part of the season.
Yeah, just a tough side to get past. I mean, every game I've seen our 2J League side and the Resi side, I mean, I'd go through the couple of years that I've coached the 2J Resis and there would have been probably split, one each, and there wouldn't have been in both of those seasons any more of a blowout than two goals. There wouldn't have been a margin any more than two goals, and that was the same thing that happened in that most recent first semi-final. So always been really, really close clashes, and they're just a difficult side to remove. They're big, they're good by foot, they've got goal kickers, and they've got a very big defence that doesn't let a lot of blokes off the leash. So good side, and they just get it together, and it's been pretty proven over the years. They're a side that knows how to win grand finals, and that doesn't seem to matter whether it's reserves or league. They come from rich stock out there, and like I say, disappointing for the other sides, but for Darren to get in, good on him.
All right, let's take a look at the league result from last weekend. Gingin and Killingery, and Killingery's run comes to an end. They were defeated comprehensively by Gingin, 16-13, 109 the Eagles, defeating Killingery, 9-7-61. So for Gingin, Mitchell Kavanagh and Kay Moulton kicked four goals each, and two goals to Zach Kavanagh, Mackenzie Martin and Bronson Stallard, and singles to Kirk Bartell and Scott Williams. For Killingery, Scott Smith kicked three goals, and singles to Sam Edmonds, Nicholas Farmer, Alexander Galatly, Toby McGill, Lindsay Woods and Matthew Zalesko. Best players for Gingin, Mitchell Kavanagh, Ben King, the Boakman medalist for 2022, Kay Moulton, Mackenzie Martin and Scott Cocking. And for Killingery, Jerome Woods, Matthew Zalesko, Scott Smith, Heath O'Connor and Tristan Pearson. Killingery had an early lead at quarter time. They were up by 4 points. It was tied at halftime. Gingin got up by 10, but then in the second half, the Eagles put the foot down.
Yeah, I think there's some more experience through that midfield probably helped Gingin a fair bit. You have a look at blokes like King and Moulton to an extent, Scott Cocking back in that side, Kavanagh, Martin within their better players, that being Mackenzie Martin. So, look, they're a pretty even side, and you've got to be an even side through your midfield. They've got the medalist in there within King, and then obviously you've got a forward line that can kick a winning score. So they'll be pretty happy kicking 16 goals, 13. They've kicked 10 goals. What's that, 10-7 in the second half. So they've restricted Killingery to four goals. So they'll be extremely happy. That means they're a fit side, Gingin. Whether they can go with Gemmelling, with the sharp ball use they've got, and the more of the forward line options that Gemmelling have, I believe. I think they can. But Killingery, I think, probably overachieved, in my opinion. They were pretty poor in that second half in the first semi-final when TJ came back. Pretty good in that first half. But I think they'll be disappointed that they couldn't put a better showing in, but I never really had them in the class of a Gingin or a Gemmelling, which were pretty much the two best sides all year, and they've deservingly will front up in the league grand final.
Which leads us to tomorrow's action, Dan, 2:10 p.m. at Gemmelling Town Oval. It's Gemmelling taking on Gingin, the big dance tomorrow. How do you see this game?
Well, I just go back to my original point. I think that Gemmelling's midfield, for me, just has such sharp ball users. And I think the form of Bird, within the second semi-final, kicking seven goals, just got a plethora of options through that midfield and their forward line that kicks goals. I think their defence, too, stacks up pretty well. I think overall, though, it's going to be quite clearly a big selling point in that first quarter, whether that Gemmelling can just settle the nerves down and make the most of the early play. I mean, they're never ever going to get a better opportunity, are they, to go back and rewrite all these wrongs that have happened to them in the past. I go back to that second semi-final and having a look at their better players, as I mentioned, blokes like Brett Edmonds, Luke Tanner, Benjamin Higgs, Tyson Bird were one of their better players in that second semi-final. So they'll be looking to start well, to put the nerves to bed and really try and put the game to bed before halftime. It's just a question whether Gingin's defence can hold up. They can get some of that midfield movement out of the middle. You'd suggest that someone like King or Moulton would have to be best on ground for Gingin to go close, but I'm tipping Gemmelling by four goals. I think they've got enough talent out there, and I think they've learnt enough from their heartbreak in 19 and 21 to do the business of the 2022 Mortlock League Premier. So tipping the Blues.
The Blues to get it done at home, according to Daniel Rowdy Hobley. Do you feel like there's pressure amongst the Gemmelling Football Club? They've gone through the season undefeated so far.
Massive. There's massive pressure. But that's where Gemmelling have got to learn, that they've got to put that to bed. And I think if I was coaching Gemmelling and in a position of where they've, essentially trod on a bit of Lego in 19 in the grand final, they probably should have won that 2J1 late. And then which were, they were deserving winners in the end. They fought it out. And then last year, they were expected to win a grand final, and Darren mopped them up in that 21 grand final. So what it says to me is that they need to be aggressive early. They really need to, some early scoreboard pressure. Their midfielders need to be super hungry and aggressive. And I think that'll be enough for Gingin. They've only got to get to quarter time with things settled. You know, even if it's 2-3 goals, or even a small lead, or even if Gingin led by a couple of points, it doesn't matter. The first quarter's out of the road. They haven't been blown away, and then they can get their game together after that. I expect Gemelling to lead at quarter time and to go on with the game, but there's no real excuse. You're never going to get a better opportunity than a home grand final. There'll be a massive crowd there at Gemelling cheering them on, and as I said, it's going to be a tough spot, a bit like going down to Cadenia Park for the Eagles when they travel. So it will take a very brave side and probably one of the better performances by the Gingin Football Club in a decade to defeat Gemelling on their home deck.
I remember listening to that call when 2J got up in 2019 by a couple of points there. So heartbreak for Gemelling. And as you say, they didn't salute in 2021. But I reckon third time's a charm there for Gemelling tomorrow. And I reckon they'll get it done in front of their home crowd. Daniel Rowdy Hobley, appreciate your time on the Wheatbelt Sports Show. And good luck to the Mortlock Football League tomorrow. Of course, we've got the netball happening as well. So in the Senior A Reserves, so Gingin Eagles A Reserve will take on Wongan Hills A Reserve. That game at 10:30. At the Gemelling Recreation Ground on Court 1. And then the Senior A-Grade Grand Final, Gingin Eagles will take on Gemelling, that game at midday tomorrow. And, of course, the hockey happening too. So a big day for the Mortlock Sports Association. Daniel Hobley, appreciate your time.
Yeah, cheers, Terry. And just quickly, presentation tonight, the 2J Footy Club at the Cringe Winery. So just, yeah, hopefully everyone can get out there and have a really good night and drive safe on the way home. And
saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
We're counting down to a big event happening in Northam later on this month. Long weekend. It is King of the Hill 3. It's happening at the Northam Recreation Centre Saturday the 24th of September. Kicks off at 4:30. And the man that has made it happen since 2019 is with us from FCL Promotions, infamous Tommy Gunn-Keefe. Welcome to the Wheatbelt Sports Show.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Thanks for having us here again, brother, and Triple M.
Getting very close now. Must be pretty excited.
One more week to go, Terry. I tell you right now, me and the boys are hangry. We're thirsty. We're all of it. You know, we just can't wait to hurry up and just get this on. You know, and to be honest with you, Terry, just, you know, the things you got to do for charity, brother, to raise some money, eh?
And this is the reason why we're doing it, because you're supporting some very worthwhile causes.
Yeah, that's right. Like we've been expressing, Comfort Quilts for Cancer, you know, the cadet program. I strongly believe that program should be government funded, Terry, eh? Like, to be honest with you, they're going to be our next future heroes, you know, and one day they could be the ones saving your life, my life, who knows, bro.
And these young people getting involved with the cadets, it teaches them discipline, doesn't it?
That's right. It teaches them heaps of stuff, bro. And, like, to be honest with you, man, our volunteer services are sort of dying a bit. You know, not many people are putting their hands up to volunteer. You know, not to say that I'm perfect or anything, but if we just get the word out, let people know that, you know, these services do still need to carry on, Terry. And that's why we're doing this. That's why we're doing this, brother, so we can get the word out there. That's right.
Saturday, 24th of September, kicking off at 4:30. Now, we've been talking of King of the Hill 3 for a long, long time. We've had disruptions, COVID and the like. Now, there's going to be a very big omission, unfortunately. He's pulled out. He's got his reasons, but we've got to address it. The City of Greater Geraldton Mayor Shane Vanstein won't be making the trip to Northam.
Yeah, unfortunately, Terry's pulled out. Like you said, he has his reasons. We're a bit shattered down here, mate, because we, you know, we pumped that so massively. And, you know, I feel a bit sorry for Mark Kalgren, because he's been busting his ass here. He's like, all ready to go down. And, well, at the end of the day, brother, it's just, it is what it is, isn't it? You know, and we just got to move on. Mark's going to be doing an exhibition fight with another old follower that's competing that night, so both the old boys going to jump in there and just have a bit of a crack, have a bit of fun, and then after have a bit of a beer.
And Tommy, you're stepping in the ring.
Yeah, because like I was saying, Terry, you know, like, we need to get bums on the seats, and, you know, I can pull a few numbers. I think I've already sold something like 350 tickets already. Got more people coming up from Perth. I really want that support from the local areas, Terry, you know. We shouldn't really have that many people coming up from the metro, to be honest. It's just the old country mentality, mate. We'll wait a while and wait till the last minute. But it's okay because we still got a lot of locals that have bought tickets.
And the main fight, we've been pumping this up, this is going ahead. Marco Tentori taking on Sardar from Thailand.
Yeah, that's going to be massive, Terry. Like I said, we're so blessed that ISKO have let us put on this world title. There's not many world titles that even get put on in WA alone. So not only that, I feel strongly that Marco Tentori, especially being from WA, actually deserves this opportunity. Especially in Sardar, because Sardar has over 100 fights, so it's not like it's going to be a walkover. So to be honest with you, mate, this is just one of those world title fights, world action, top elite level, and it's just going to be awesome to watch.
And our local competitor, Beck Southgate, we've been trying to get her a competitor for a little while now. Unfortunately, it's come up short.
Yeah, unfortunately for Beck. Again, we're gutted for Beck because Beck trained so hard to buddy, rematch with Danny Mace. Danny Mace has pulled out for her own reasons. We don't know why. And I'm not going to comment any more on that. But, you know, she is who she is. And if that's how she feels she wants to be, well, then that's how it is, mate. We tried to get a rematch for Beck, but the other girls just wasn't ready. So, you know, unfortunately, Beck stepped out. But at the same time, too, mate, it's opened up the door for an opportunity for an old dog like myself to go for a regional title, mate, which I'm still a bit starstruck about that at the moment. It hasn't really sunk in, but, you know.
How's the training going?
Oh, Terry, I'm so hungry, mate. I'm hungry.
I'll let you go after this.
I'm thirsty. I'm all of the above. I can't wait to just, you know, whether I win or learn, Terry, you know, as far as I'm concerned, mate, it's just all about raising money. I'd be terribly.
And putting on a show.
That's right.
The fans want to come and see that's a bit of entertainment. Right, sports entertainment at its best.
And so, let's be honest, Terry, you know, lately up here, we haven't had many events through the year, especially after COVID. Everything's sort of like dropped off a bit, you know, and we want to pump that hype and bring it back up.
All right. Just over a week to go, so FCL Promotions putting on King of the Hill 3. It's happening at the Northern Recreation Centre next Saturday, the 24th of September. So after the footy grand final, 4:30 p.m. Now you can get your tickets through various locations in Northern. Rattle off some names of businesses there.
Yeah, mate. We try to help out local businesses and support them. So we've got tickets that will be there till, I think, Wednesday next week. After Wednesday next week, we'll be collecting the tickets and then they'll be going on door sales. So if you want cheaper tickets, you need to go to these businesses: BB's Cafe, Quinny's Butchers, Sports Power Northern, Warwick's News Agency, and Avon Valley Bakeries. All right, guys, so get down there, go support these businesses, get a discount off your tickets, and then away you go. Not only that, Terry, we've been very fortunate to have some major sponsors come on, Blackwell's Plumbing, Red Line Drilling, Sports Power, and Duke's Inn. So, yeah, and we've got
the home of the weigh-in at Duke's Inn.
Mate, we've got an arm length full of buddy minor sponsors as well, and I'd be here or not if I start rattling off those names. So, you know, keep your eye on the FCL Promotions page on Facebook, guys, and then you'll see everything that's going on.
Now, the weekend, of course, it's not just about the fight. That's the main event, but you've got the weigh-in next Friday, the 23rd of September, so that's happening down at Jigs Inn.
Yeah, that's right, and it's going to be a massive night too because it'll kick off into some great entertainment. We have a live band that'll be playing after, after the weigh-in at the Jigs Inn, starting at 6 o'clock. I think it works out with their happy hour hours from 5 to 7 o'clock, I believe. So it's all fitted in very perfectly. And even in the next morning, Terry, we got a buffet breakfast. So if you're hungry, a bit hungover, Saturday morning, don't want to cook, come down to the Duke's Inn for the buffet because we'll have a little bit of light entertainment there as well.
The tension in the room at a weigh-in, I was at the last weigh-in a couple of years ago now. Mm. Was it last year or the year before? Year before. And, you know, the tension between the fighters, you could cut a knife through that tension, mate.
It's quite an unbelievable thing to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But once the weigh-in's all over, and you know, because fighters can be a bit hangry there, Terry, especially when you're cutting weight, and You know, but soon as the weigh-in's over and they get to bloody weigh in, they rejoice and everyone's happy.
All right. It's going to be a big weekend next weekend. King of the Hill at Northern Recreation Centre on Peel Terrace. Tell me one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing, mate. Hey, guys, don't forget, there's a sundowner session at the Duke's Inn starting from 12 o'clock till sundown on the Sunday. So get down there, guys, because that'll be a massive event too. So, you know, come and party with the fighters and have a few drinks and let's get it on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
1 week to go. Tommy the Gun Key from FCL Promotions. Really looking forward to King of the Hill next week. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much, Terry. And always thank you very much, Triple M, Amon Valley, for always having us and always supporting us and just letting us let the people out there know what we're up to, you know, mate. So at the end of the day, guys, come on, get those tickets. Support the charities.
It is We Build Sports Show on Triple M and on Listener, LISTNR.
Saluting local legends. This is the We Build Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
Time to talk hockey now. And joining us from the Avon Hockey Association, I've got Belle and Fairclough. How are you?
Hi, Terry. Good. How are you?
Brilliant. Now, last weekend was the grand final. Tell us about it, please.
Yeah, so we had a great day. It was actually very warm compared to the weekend before in York, where it was very wet. So we started the day with our five sixes, and in the finals, we had in the grand final, we had Titans versus York Redbacks. It was a very close game, and Titans just came away with a win with a 1-0 win over Redbacks. 7-8-9s, again, we had Titans versus another York team, York Wolves. Very close for the first three quarters, and then Titans came away in the last 10 minutes. They got four goals, so their end score was 4-0. In our 10, 11 and 12, York Demons versus Jenner Town. And again, a great game, but York Demons came away with a strong 7-3 win over Jenner Town. Into our women's, York Scorchers versus Jenner. It was 1-1 with 10 seconds to go. York Scorchers got a penalty corner. Time had finished and they scored a goal to come away with a win 2-1. And then lastly, Bandits versus Wongan in our men's grade. And Bandits just again beat Wongan 3-2. So it was a great day for all teams involved.
And, Belwyn, as we come to the end of the Hockey Association season, anybody you'd like to thank?
Oh, there's lots of people that need to be thanked. I guess, firstly, the Association Committee and everyone who put their hand up to be on the committee this year. To all the teams and clubs involved, especially over the finals series. It was a great way to finish the season. Coaches, players, everyone who's umpired, and everyone that just makes, I guess, each game run is really important.
It doesn't happen on its own, does it? It's
got to be a few people there to come through. So, yeah, very thankful for everyone.
The hockey doesn't stop because the indoor season kicks off in October.
It does, yep. So straight into indoor season. They've already had meetings, getting teams organised already. So that, will kick off very shortly.
All right. Belle and Fairclough from the Avon Hockey Association. Appreciate your time in 2022 on the Wheatbelt Sports Show.
Thanks very much for having me, Terry.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M and Listener.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
The seasons are changing, all right. We're getting ready for a big summer of basketball, and the Meriden Association needs your support. And to talk more about what's planned for the next few months, I've got Kat White from the Meriden Basketball Association. Appreciate your time on the Wheatbelt Sports Show.
Thanks for having us, Terry.
Now, last week you looked to get the AGM happening, but unfortunately didn't have enough numbers for your quorum.
That's right, yeah. Hopefully it was just bad timing. Hopefully we can get our meeting up and running this Tuesday. We've rescheduled our meeting for this Tuesday at 6 p.m.
So how many positions are you looking to fill for the committee?
Well, currently we're looking for a vice president, a secretary, a treasurer and a referee coordinator. So there's quite a few positions to fill, but we've also got a lot of exciting things that we're trying to do. So I'm hoping that by taking on one of these roles, people will feel like they can help contribute to some really cool changes.
And this is on the back of a pretty successful year last year. Despite the backdrop of COVID, you managed to get nearly a full season happening.
We did. We had it all by our final series last year. So we did really, really well, yeah. We brought in some junior uniforms. So all of our juniors are wearing brand spanking new uniforms now. They look really professional. Yeah.
So disappointing last week that you couldn't get the annual general meeting happening. So a rescheduled meeting coming up this Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. So that's happening at the Meriden Regional Community Leisure Centre bar area. Now, I've seen on social media during the week, you've basically said if you can't get numbers for your quorum this coming Tuesday, there won't be a season in Meriden of basketball.
That's right, yeah. We can't keep. We can't run a season without people volunteering to fill these roles. So, unfortunately, that's the situation, yeah.
All right. If you want to have your say in the future of basketball in Meriden and the Central Wheatbelt, make sure you get along to the Meriden Community Regional Leisure Centre bar area this Tuesday, the 20th of September from 6 o'clock. And at a representative level, Meriden's done all right in the last few years.
We do. Last year, I think we sent away five junior teams to country champs in Perth. So we take teams away. We do some fun stuff. We had a really good senior and a really good junior competition. So, yeah, we do have a lot of representatives.
All right. If you want to have a season for 2022-2023 here in Meriden, make sure you get to the annual general meeting this Tuesday night, 6 o'clock there at the Regional Community and Leisure Centre. And all going to plan, we'll have another pretty successful season over the summer months. Kat White from the Meriden Basketball Association. Hopefully you get lots of numbers there for your quorum. Appreciate your time on the Wheatbelt Sports Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M and on listener LISTNR.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
A very special event happening this weekend. It is the training track to pool, the mud bog, and the burnouts. It's all happening there today. And to tell us all about it, I've got from the Trading Tractor Pool Association, Nikki is on the line. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Brilliant. How are you feeling ahead of today's big event?
Very excited. We've got a different lineup this year.
What's happening?
So we've got a new burnout tab. We've made it bigger. So we'll have different classes this year. So we're going to have the women's class, the novice class. So the novice class is for any young kids that just got their L plates and P plates. They can jump on this pad and skid around, and there's prizes to be won on that one. We've also got the V6 class and the pro class.
How important has it been to get upgrades there to the burnout pad?
Very. The old pad cracked and it became unsafe. So while we fundraised for a couple of years to get a new pad and finally got it done. So we're so happy with that.
Excellent. If you want to check out the pad in all its glory, don't miss out on the training tractor pool burnouts and mud bog. So the mud bog is happening. What's involved there?
Yep. So we haven't done any upgrades to the mud bog track as because of the rain and everything. So the water holes are chock block full thanks to the rain. We didn't even have to touch it this year. So if you want to give it a go, jump on and just give it a go.
All right. So competitors are getting there quite early. Spectators are going to be welcome later on this morning, I believe.
Yes. Yes, they are.
All right. What time can they get down there?
Well, we'll be opening the gates at 8 for the competitors. And, yeah, any time after that, the spectators
can
start
rolling up. So the gates are already open then, aren't they?
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Very good. Very good. You lose track of time, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
All right. So gates are open right now for competitors and then spectators from 10 o'clock this morning. Now, how much is it if people want to get down and have a bit of a look?
Okay, it's $10 per adult, $5 for kids under 16, or you can have a family pass for $25, and that's two adults and two kids.
Excellent. Good value there. Good value entertainment. Now, if people want to make a weekend of it, there's some accommodation options available today, tomorrow?
I think all the accommodation's fully booked out, but there is free camping at the grounds.
All right. The training tractor pool, the mud bog and the burnouts. It's going to be a big day there today. And also, I believe there's some food and beverage outlets available as well.
Yes, so we'll have a food van there that she's happy to run all day.
That's the real most valuable player, isn't it?
Yes.
Running the food van.
MJ's food van. She'll be flat out, but she'll be keeping up with you. So.
Very good. All right. It's going to be a big day today with the training tractor pool, the mud bog and the burnout. lots of sponsors have gotten on board with this fantastic event, including the Shire of Training. Nikki McDonald, appreciate your time on the Wheatbelt Sports Show, and go get them today.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. It is Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. If you are heading out to the training track, the pool, there is going to be some live entertainment there until late as well.
Yes, yep. So we'll have a DJ / singer, John Motion. He's absolutely awesome.
Excellent. All right. It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M. And listener.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
Time to talk golf. We're stepping onto the green now and off to the Northern Country Club. And joining us is a man that's been on holidays the last few weeks and stepping in over previous Saturdays, Bob Ellard. But he's done his job and the main man is back, Andrew Quinn. Quinny, good morning.
Good morning to you, Terry, and a good morning to the listeners out there on this Saturday morning, mate. It's sort of going to be a great day. It looks low at the moment, Terry.
Looking forward to it. And, Quinny, we're getting towards the end of the golf season and some life memberships have been announced.
Yeah, Terry, it's sort of come around quickly, the end of the season. Today is sort of our second last day, and next week, next Saturday will be our closing day on Grand Final Day, the AFL Grand Final Day. They'll probably tee off early next Saturday and be finished early and then watch the Grand Final, and that's over and done with, Terry. But today, Terry, it's sort of an important day. Even though it's the end of the season, it's a very sort of important day for the club. It's our Blue Tree Day, or Are You OK Day today, and we're sponsored by Men's Owen Caddo and his fine group of men out there at Men's Regional Health. So it's all about sort of golfers, and this is not just in Northern, but everywhere, all the male population, just sort of sitting back and just sort of asking a question, you know, like, are we really okay, Terry? Have we phoned someone and one of our friends, or are we talking seriously or honestly to our wives and our girlfriends and our mates about things that are going on in our life, Terry? So we're going to play 18 holes of Stableford today, and then young Tom from Men Regional Health is going to give a quick talk to us afterwards, and yeah, just sort of give us a few hints to make sure our mental health is and physical health and well-being is all good, Terry.
Quinny, you'd be fully recharged after your little breakaway?
Fully recharged, Terry. And I've said it before about golf, Terry, and some people sort of don't believe me that. I believe that golf is everything it should be for men's mental health, Terry, and I'll keep pushing the point that you can sort of go anywhere and you play your golf and you can talk to different people on different courses. You're playing in open air. Some days it's raining, but that's life. And you're gaining exercise. You're chatting to people. You're in the open. And if you want to have a couple of beers and that sort of stuff, you can do. You know, you can relax afterwards. And golf's only as frustrating as you make it to be, Terry. So, today's day is very important. But, Terry, very relaxed. We've been away. I had a hit at Exmouth Golf Course. Not the best of golf courses up there, to be honest with you, but that's about the last golf course or the last time I played golf, Terry.
That was a few weeks back. Did you play at Augusta?
We went down for the State Sands, yes. We went down. There was about eight blokes from Northern went down the State Sands down there. That was a three-day event. Thursday and Friday, and then they normally have the Saturday and Sunday as championship rounds, but Saturday got belted down, rained down, so that got cancelled, so they just made it a one-day event, and a country golf, well, it was a country event, some good golfers played out there on a one-day event, great day out there, weekend away.
You must love telling people that you've played at Augusta, not Augusta, Georgia, but Augusta, Western Australia.
Do you know Augusta in Western Australia, actually their open day gets presented with a green jacket as well, just like Augusta, Georgia as well. They have a green jacket as well, the Augusta Open down there as well. They present the green jacket.
A great Masters earlier this year, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I just want to finish up, Terry. We had our presentation night last Saturday night, and people have probably heard us being on social media. We just want to give a big shout out to the club inducted two new life members into our life membership brigade 2 weeks ago. It's been 23 years since we've had any life members at the country club. And a big congratulations to Wendy Richards and our captain, Bobby Allett, for their nomination and acceptance into our life membership, club, as you would call it, and that sort of stuff. Both of them are done huge amount of works over the years. Bobby's been a member for 40 years and Wendy's been a member for 30 years. And
And Bobby's your heir apparent when you're away.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's fantastic. You know, he loves talking and done well. He's been a fantastic mentor to the younger golfers, I suppose, going through. He's been club president twice, captain 8 times over his years. He's been on a match committee. He's sort of done a power work, so he's thoroughly deserved his membership. And so has Wendy. She's done a power work for the ladies, and she's very well known in Avon Valley Golf around the circle. So, it's congratulations to those two. We had a great night at the country club 2 weeks ago.
Well done to Bob and Wendy, great servants there of the Northern Country Club. And Quinny, as we wrap up another golf season, we only got 1 week to go. Anybody else you'd like to thank?
Just a couple of people have done a tremendous work around the work at on the club. Phil Becker and his crew of merry men out there that have done all the mowing and looking after the course for the whole year. It's absolutely fantastic. The effort they've put into is huge. Ruth and Jeff Hall in the Jeff's the manager or the president of the country club. Him and Ruth have done a fantastic effort this year in doing all the meals, looking after us all the time, putting food out. They've done a fantastic. And just to everyone else that is done something for the club over year. All clubs, no matter where you are, always have great volunteers, and they're the backbone of every club. So for the people that are out there, whether or not you're in Northern or not and you're listening, well done to you, and pat yourself on the back for helping your club out and putting your hand up. And just to finish off, our AGM will be coming up in October, Terry, so we'll probably put that out on social media and through the paper for those dates, and hopefully we'll get some people that put their hands up to be on the positions, whether it's a president or captain, and just keep the date open.
All right, looking forward to that. We'll listen out for the information. Andrew Quinn from the Northern Country Club, appreciate your time on the Wheatbelt Sports Show.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, Terry, and thank you for allowing us to be on the radio with you on every Saturday morning.
Not a problem at all. It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M and Listener.
Saluting local legends, this is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
Time to wrap up the Avon Football Association for 2022. Big grand final last weekend at Beverley. Joining us now is the hardest working man in regional sports media, the one and only Ian Mack and McNeil. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listeners. We're recording this in front of a live audience in my kitchen at the moment, so that's all very exciting. Hey, magnificent day down at the Beverley Oval. Fantastic crowd. The Beverley community should be very proud of their facilities down there. I did hear some talk in the pavilion afterwards that they should hold every grand final there. But good luck with that one, Ben. But three worthy winners. Not particularly close grand finals, but cracking. Yeah, really good style of footy, and well done to everyone involved. We'll start with the netball, shall we, Terry? Cunderdon.
Yeah, well done to the Magpies. The girls there doing the job on the fillies.
Yeah, got it done early too. Was run out to a fair lead at quarter time, and then just held that all day. Finished up 44-26. And I reckon Taylor Allison was the MVP in the grand final. That goes with her MVP for the entire season. So that's a fair effort. Shout out to Maddie Corsini, who got a fair old black eye. She was nursing with some at the end of the game, but they're just a little bit too good. Betty's driving on emotion for the previous 3 weeks and made it some absolute nail-biters to make it to the finals. We couldn't go back-to-back. Congratulations, Cunnington. Then we did some reserves footy. Cats got out to a pretty good start, 4-1 to 2 goals. Very even in the second quarter. Railways just holding their own, 2-5. Maybe if they'd kicked it a little bit straighter, it would have been more interesting to 2-1. So they came in at half-time, Cats just up, 6-2 to 4-5. But pretty much one-way traffic after half-time. 4-1 in the third term and 7-3 after that. They ran out 13-9-87 to 6-8-44. It's a 43-point margin. Can pinpoint the time when the game slipped away from Lucas Griffiths, the 15-year-old, just strolling into goal and kicked it from a metre out and was dealt with as it happened. So we got another kick in the goal square, 2 for the price of 1, and that was the game. Just late in the third term. For the winners, 3 blokes kicked 3 goals. One was Lucas Griffiths. One was his dad, Raymond Griffiths. And one was Declan Nichols, who kicked one after the siren. Just a little bit more salt into the wound.
How special is that? The Griffiths boys getting together.
Yeah, a bit of symmetry there. I'll get to that. But 25 years ago, Raymond played in a grand final, a winning grand final with his dad. So, yeah, he's just repeated that, Ed Stinger. Picked up the David Boyle medal for the best man on the ground. That's back-to-back for Stinger and back-to-back for the Cats, who won the premiership. Jacob Fudge kicked two for Railways. Best players for Railways is listed Podmore, Jake Clark and Jacob Fudge. And for Keller Tamman, Raymond Griffiths, Lucas Griffiths and Clancy Charlton. Those two last boys are either 15 or 16 years of age, so congratulations to them. And well done to Brett Taylor. He's one of our correspondents.
Yeah, Triple M's own Brett Taylor, of course, the man from the Central Weber Harness Racing Club. He's weaving his magic there in the reserves.
Yeah, he did. He had a bit on last Sunday because they had a big meeting in Kelleberran as well. Leads us into the A grade. We cover that on Triple M. We rocked footy, and I reckon you've got some. You'll get some audio in a minute, but the whole thing was live streamed. But also more importantly, it was on Triple M, and we had a Chech and I had a great time doing it, didn't we, Terry?
Certainly did. Yes, it was a big crowd there at Beverley Oval, and taking out the Baxter Medal, Todd Rogers, the Savin Gun, with 5 goals up front. You spoke to him after the game.
Not allowed to swear, mate. Congratulations, Baxter Medal.
No, thanks very much. Very good.
Can you describe the first two kicks at goal today?
Yeah, they actually all come off like that at training, so it's probably just play as you train, I guess.
The great mate. Yeah, they were ugly. They were very ugly. But 5 goals, grand final, back to back. It's a special effort, mate.
Unbelievable by the boys. Very good side. But Keller, we knew they were going to come at us, and good result in the end. Very good.
Todd Rogers, deserved winner there of the Baxter Medal.
It was 3-4 to 1-2 at quarter time. Cunningham had a pretty good start, maybe with a one goal grease, maybe 2 goals. Cats held their own in the second quarter, but in the third term, they're lucky for Keller Tamman that Cunningham didn't kick straight. They kicked 2 goals, 8 to just the 1 point, and that was the game done and dusted. And the cue was in the rack. It was 5 goals to 3 in the last quarter. 12-16, 88 to 6-7, 43, a 45-point margin. Goal of the day, thanks to Perslow Tinetti Funerals, was Caden Fulgrave. Mark of the day, thanks to Valley Ford. Run himself a brand new Ranger too, so that's two they've given away in 2 weeks. Well done to Valley Ford. Maybe there's terms and conditions on that one, but it was Dan Kransberg. And Hannes and Helena down at Northern Sports Power, the best man on the ground. We gave it to Caden Fulgrave, and he was sensational day, which was probably the difference. A little bit of symmetry there. He played in the last Keller Tamman Premiership a few years ago. Mitch Henry kicked 2 goals for Keller Tamman. As you said, Todd Rogers kicking 5 with Caden Fulgrave kicking 4. Best players listed for the Cats were Jake Dowding, Louis York and Cam Donkin. I reckon Corey Dixon was their best player. And as listed for Cunningham, Caden Fulgrave, Jordan Harris and Will Michelle. Mackenzie Lawrence would have been up there in the votes as well. But once again, sensational day. We did say it was Baxter Medal. It's great to see Eli there to present that. We just spoke to him about, after the game as well. And just a stalwart of country footy. But that's it. If you want to catch up, maybe the Keller Tamman people won't listen to it. But it's you've put up the from the second quarter on, it's on the listener app, Terry.
Yeah, listener app, LISTNR, in all its glory there. So, Cunningham folk, yeah, have a listen back to the replay. And, Macca, I think that's about it for you. As I said, I started off hardest working man the last few weeks in sports media because the day before you were in Dandaragan for the Central Midlands Coastal Final.
Yeah, I've been doing a Burke and Wills up in Southern Cross the week before and querying it out. So, I've seen a fair bit of the country and, geez, it's looking pretty special this time of the year. So, hopefully, it'll finish off. But thanks for the Wheatbelt Sports Show's time this year, Terry. You do a sensational service to not only football, but hockey and netball and all the other sports. And looking forward to the summer edition. And, congratulations to our premiers and thanks to all the volunteers and just anyone who does listening back to the broadcast. We'd just like to apologise in advance if we did offend you because I think there's a fair queue of that we drove the bus over on last Sunday.
Great job, as always. And, Macca, I believe you're off, so you get a leave pass there for the Mortlock final tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. Tune in. It will be on live stream, so check out the Mortlock Footy League Facebook page. The great Cam Robbins, he's been doing it with us for the last 2 or 3 years. He'll be presenting that with Spot, his brother. So that'd be fantastic if you can't get over to Gemelling. But they're going for this third grand final. They haven't won one yet. Finished undefeated on top of the ladder. So there's fair old monkey. So hopefully they get it off their back and get the Gemelling Blues will get one back.
Ian Macca-McNeil, appreciate your contribution to the Wheatbelt Sports Show for the Avon Footy Association in 2022. And you have a great break.
Thank you very much.
It is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M and on listener LISTNR.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
We're getting ready for summer. It's only a few months away and we're starting to think about getting back in the pool, and Northern Swimming Club is preparing for a big season ahead. And joining us now from the swim club in Northern, Kim Edwards, good morning.
Terry, mate, how are you, my friend?
Brilliant. Missed you over the last few months.
Oh, mate, I've missed you too. And, mate, I've also missed the warmer weather. I can't wait for summer. It's long overdue.
Northern Swim Club is preparing for a big 2022-2023. Gee, there's some massive events on the horizon.
Yes, buddy, certainly is. We kick off on the 3rd of October with our training, and we have the Northern Open, the Wheatbelt Open, and the Country Pennants all being held in Northern for the first time in a long time. The trifecta, mate. It's good news for Northern.
It doesn't get much bigger than that. So preparations are well and truly underway for what is going to be a big summer for swimming in the Wheatbelt. Northern Swimming Club right behind it there at the fantastic new facility out at the Recreation Centre. And Kim, this is coming off the back of a pretty successful campaign in 21-22.
Yes, mate. We had a wonderful season. Quite incredible, actually, to finish the way we did. We had the Country Pennants up in sunny Carnarvon, and we were competing in the B division. And how Country Pennants runs is it operates on five different gradings, right down to F, I think, something like that. I don't do the alphabet particularly well, Terry, but we are focused on the B division, and for the first time in a good number of years, Northern took it out. We won the B division, which for 2023 puts us in A division. So we'll be competing at a home Country Pennants in A division. So we're pretty pumped about it, mate. On the 29th of January is the Northern Open. And then on the long weekend in March is the Country Pennants. It's a little bit later on, but it goes across the whole long weekend. Thousands of people are going to be in and around Northern and the surrounding towns looking for accommodation. And so it really will be an injection of funds, a great tourist opportunity, and all round a wonderful opportunity for the Central Wheatbelt.
Well, the canola will surely be gone by then. I'm sure there'll be plenty of space to pull up a swag around the place.
That's it, mate. That's it. And hey, that's exactly right, under the stars. But I must say to our viewers as well that we've brought in the big guns this year. And Terry, you're a part of the team this year, so we're pumped to have you on board, my friend.
Thank you very much. And you've also been elected as vice president for 2022 there at the swim club.
Yeah, look, I stood up at the wrong time and got elected. But look, very much excited about what's ahead. And we've got a strong team this year, certainly with all the events that we've got going on. Very happy with who we've got around the club to make it all happen.
So, Kim, the swimming club will kick off in October, I believe. Training's going to start to run.
That's correct, yeah. So Monday the 3rd of October, and we'll have sessions commencing for the little tackers from 4 o'clock, and we have four primary age groups that doesn't matter what your level or capacity of swimming is, you can join one of these four different sessions. The two beginners and intermediate sessions start at 4 o'clock with the higher grades starting at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Training goes for an hour each session. And so, look, if you wanted to come along and have a bit of a go, you're more than welcome to come and join us down at the Northern Aquatic Facility.
Yeah, it is a great space down there and good opportunity for the youngsters to get involved in the sport of swimming. And it's going to be a big calendar in 2022-2023, Northern hosting a number of flagship events. Kim Edwards from the Northern Swim Club, appreciate your time on the Wheatbelt Sports Show.
Good on you, my friend. Talk soon.
It is Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M and on listener LISTNR.
Saluting local legends. This is the Wheatbelt Sports Show on Triple M with Terry Seaver.
That's it for another Wheatbelt Sports Show here on Listener. That's LISTNR. And of course, If you know any local sports out there that need a mention on the Wheatbelt Sports Show, drop us a message on the Facebook page, Triple M Central Wheatbelt and Avon Valley. We look forward to your company again next week on the Wheatbelt Sports Show here on Listener, LISTNR.